Next item on the agenda, Barbara Kerr et al. Hi, Kerr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy, I'll get right into the slides. Project requesting authorization to retain a 20-foot by 24-foot open-sided boathouse near the channelward end of a 130-foot-long private pier adjacent to their property situated along the Piankatank River in Matthews County. Project is protested by the owners of an adjoining parcel, and due to an error in the joint permit application, they were not notified during the application process. Property is owned by Ms. Barbara Kerr and Ms. Claire Milliken. Project's located on Jenny Point, which is on the Piankatank River. It's located along the west side of Jenny Point in Matthews County. Let me just use this here. This is the Piankatank River, Route 3 Bridge. This is Cobbs Creek, Jenny Point here. This is Wilton Creek over in Middlesex County. A little closer view on the NOAA navigation chart. Added this in so you could note the shoal that that surrounds Jenny Point. This is an image from the 2002 Virginia Geographical Information Network series. Project is just north of a small pond. A little bit closer view of that same image. Again, the shoaling is evident around the property. Property extends from about here on around to in this area. This is the plan view drawing depicting the pier and boathouse. Ms. Kerr and Ms. Milliken applied for a permit to construct a 130-foot pier and a 20-foot by 24-foot open-sided boathouse in an application we received on October 26, 2005. During our review of the application, we notified the leaseholder of Oyster Planting Ground in the area and the adjoining property owners listed in the application. No responses to the notices were received. After determining that the pier and boathouse would not adversely affect navigation or productive oyster planting ground, we notified the applicants on December 2, 2005, that we had determined that the pier and boathouse qualified for the statutory authorization for piers and boathouses contained in the code. On May 10th of 2006, we received a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Bo Hurst explaining that they were the adjoining property owners and they had never been notified of the pier and boathouse. In their letter, they claim they took possession of their property on July 11, 2005, approximately 3 months prior to the submission of the application. In addition, they stated they did indeed object to the recently constructed boathouse. We contacted Matthews County and they confirmed the Hearst closed on the property on July 12, 2005. Accordingly, they were the adjoining property owners when Ms. Kerr and Ms. Milliken filed their application. This is the cross-sectional drawing from the application. I've circled here where they indicate the adjoining property owners as a Mr. and Mrs. Stone, which was actually the previous property owners. By letter dated September 13, 2006, we notified the applicants that due to an error in their application, the accurate adjoining property owners were not notified of their application. Furthermore, since the neighbors objected to the construction of the boathouse did not satisfy the requirements of Section 28.2.1203A5 of the Code of Virginia, and a permit from VMRC is required. Since the boathouse was already constructed, we informed the applicants that we would initiate a public interest review to consider an after-the-fact approval of the boathouse. Regardless of the fact that the Hearst also objected to the location of the pier itself still met the statutory exemption and no further authorization is required for the pier. This is another cross-sectional drawing as looking from the water towards the shoreline. You'll note the boathouse opening is 16 feet wide. We do include the shadow of the roof, so we advertised it as a 20 by 24 foot boathouse. So the ground shot of the pier and boathouse as constructed. As previously stated, the project is protested by the adjoining property owners, Mr. and Mrs. Hurst. They state they are concerned with the placement of the pier so close to their shared property line. They also state that the pier seems to be located in one of the more shallow areas along their shoreline. They state that they had had they had an opportunity to review the plans prior to construction, they would have attempted to reach a reasonable compromise with their neighbors. They claim they spoke to Mrs. Kerr and Ms. Milliken in December as the pier was being constructed and expressed their concern that they had not been notified. They also state that the applicants did not indicate that they were planning to construct an open-sided boathouse at the pier. Finally, they note that the applicants must regularly drive and walk by their house and that they told members of the family that they were aware the house had sold. This is an aerial photograph that was provided by the applicants, noting the location of the boathouse right here, approximate location of their property line, and again, the property extends on around the point. In a letter dated June 10th, 2006, the applicants state they hired an agent, Ms. Betty Pugh, to file the permit application, and she used data made available from Matthews County to identify the names and addresses of the adjoining property owners. They claim they did not know the name of their former neighbors, nor did they know the Hurst name until he introduced himself on November 19th, 2005. They claim that they discussed the project with Mr. Hurst during their meeting in November, and they argue that the pier is positioned and aligned in a manner to reach deep water in the shortest distance and that there is approximately 100 feet between the pier and the shared property line with the Hurst. This is a ground shot looking back towards the shoreline. The boathouse encroaches over oyster planting ground leased by Mr. Shipley. He was notified of the project, but did not offer any comments. No state agencies commented on the proposal, and staff does not believe the pier and boathouse adversely affect navigation. This is looking from the pier to the left, which is north. Property extends around the point. This is one point along the shoreline. This isn't the main point of Jenny Point. The ground shot from the pier looking to the right, which is generally in a southerly direction. This is the Hurst property, or Hurst house back here. Panning further south, boathouse in the picture is not the Hurst. I think it's located on the adjoining lot or perhaps one more lot away. These next five images I've included because they are in a letter that was submitted by the Hearst, and the quality of the photos in your application or your packet did not come out very well. The text is describing how the Ms. Kerr and Ms. Milliken must pass their house each day, and they should be aware, and they should have been aware that the house is being sold. This is a similar message. Another picture of their house and a picture of the subject boathouse. This is a panoramic shot they provided showing the applicant's shoreline and relative position of the pier and boathouse. And another panoramic image of the shoreline between their property and the pier and boathouse. They note that the water off of the pond area appears to be quite shallow. This is another aerial provided by the applicants. The agent, Ms. Pugh, told staff that she used property data provided to her by the county earlier in 2005. She acknowledged, however, that she did not confirm the information at the courthouse. Staff discussed this matter with Matthews County personnel, and although they were able to confirm the property was transferred on July 12th of 2005, they were unable to determine when the public records were updated. This is a final aerial, again, provided by the applicants. I just wanted to point out, again, the shoal in here, because that's important in our recommendation. note the position of the pier in relation to the shoal area. When reviewing after-the-fact requests, staff attempts to evaluate the proposal without regard to the fact that the structure has already been built. In this case, we must evaluate whether or not we would have recommended approval of the pier and boathouse in the proposed location if the neighbors had objected when the application was originally received. Although the pier and boathouse are positioned more toward the shared property line than the center of the property, it appears from the aerial photographs that the navigational charts that the chosen site is closer to deep water. Furthermore, the pier and boathouse are approximately 100 feet from the Hearst property, and it is unlikely that the pier encroaches on the Hearst riparian area. Accordingly, we recommend after-the-fact approval of the project with a triple permit fee of $75 as provided by Section 28.2-1206D of the Code of Virginia. Should the Commission determine that a civil charge is appropriate, we would believe the charge should be based on a minimal environmental impact and a minimal degree of deviation or noncompliance. I'd be happy to attempt to answer any questions. Kathy can grab the points.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just two questions, Chip. The the distance from the pier to the property line is how far is that?
They estimated it's about 100 feet. And okay. Property line's right here near the mouth of the that pond.
And one of the objections raised by the protestants was that this was in shallow water. Was that?
Yes, I think this area is very shallow right in here. You can see it's a little bit lighter in color, but if you look at the overall area, you can see that the deep water is right out here, and that really is probably the closest location. That played heavily in our recommendation.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Chip, is the...
Mr. Fox.
Is the pier without a boathouse the protestants' pier?
I believe so. Okay.
Any further questions? Thanks, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Is the applicant here or represented?
I am.
Come forward, please.
I'm Barbara Kerr.
Ms. Kerr, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Go forward, please, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
These are the facts as I understand them. We hired a pier contractor. The pier contractor recommended the pier placement based on water depth, the length of the pier required, and the convenience of use. We agreed. The pier contractor recommended a permit agent. Neither of us had the time or the expertise in this area. We hired the permit agent to follow the permit process, conduct the necessary research, and file the appropriate paperwork. We have made no attempt to circumvent the process, just two honest mistakes. Matthews County's records are not up to date. The search our agent conducted did not reflect the current property owners. We did not know the name of the former owners on that side of our property, nor the names of the new owners. We didn't know we were not notifying the current owners. We welcome this hearing. We appreciate due process. We look forward to resolving this issue and moving on. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions of Ms. Kerr from the members of the commission? Thank you, Ms. Kerr. Normal process is we'll give you a couple minutes to rebut if something comes up. Is there anyone in opposition to this? Come forward, please. Could you raise your right hand? You saw me swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name and who you represent, please.
My name is Basil Hearst, or Bo Hearst. I'm the owner of the adjacent property and of the protester. Okay. I'm joined by my mother-in-law, my wife, Sarah, and my father, who, if it's okay, might make a quick comment. I don't know if they need to be sworn
in. If they come to make a comment, they will be. Let's go forth. Yours won't go.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving me my time. I'll try and make it as brief as possible.
Your
today.
Time is ours.
Excuse me?
Our time is yours, vice versa.
Absolutely. Thank you. We closed on the house on, as it was stated, on July 12th, 2005. I was there, as the applicant has stated, on November 19th. Actually went down to the river that day with the intent of basically going around and introducing myself to the neighbors. When I got there, I noticed that the pier had started, construction was started. There were PVC pipes in the water. Mm-hmm. So when I went over to the house and met with and introduced myself to Ms. Kerr and Ms. Milliken, you know, I said hello, I introduced myself, and they said, oh, wow, we've been waiting to hear from, you know, and hoping to meet the people that had bought the house from the Stones. And, you know, we look forward to meeting you. It's great to have you. You're going to love it here, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I noticed that you're building a pier. And they said, yes. I said, I'm under the assumption from what I know of the regulations that I should be informed and have the ability to protest. And they just kind of looked at me with a blank look. And I said, well, you must have made the application before I closed on the house on July, in early July. And they just nodded their heads and said, yes, that's right. So I said, well, it looks like, you know, I guess that's my loss. You know, we didn't know. You applied. The Stones still own the house. They didn't protest. The house closed. We're out of luck. And so I said at that time, I said, you know, it is awfully far over on our property line, about as close to the property line as you could put it. And they said, yes, well, we wanted it to be out of our view as much as possible. And I said, okay. So I kind of went on with the conversation, and they stated and started to tell me about their interactions with the Stones over the years. The Stones were in their late 70s or 80s, lived in the house that I purchased full-time and had lived there since 1986, full-time. They also had kids, grandkids that were there often. And as Ms. Kerr told me that day, they had a daughter that lived with them most of the time that they used to see walking up and down the road. As Mr. Nykerk had mentioned, one of the things that they have to do basically every time they come and go from their house is that they must walk must drive within 5 feet, 10 feet at the most from the parking lot where you would park to enter this house. As you could also see from that frontal shot, there's just a straight shot right up the walkway to go forward and to look into that house. So from my perspective, my impression was, it wasn't just an impression. They stated to me that they knew who the Stones were. They knew the Stones' name and had interaction with them for years before I came over and introduced myself that day. I actually invited them to come over to the house and walk around, and they did. They came around, and it was a beautiful day, and my mother-in-law was there, and my father was there as well. And I just maybe to confirm what I'm saying, I'd ask them to just make a quick statement.
I think your position is well grounded already, that the proximity is not an issue. The dialogue that went on otherwise is, I guess, what's in question. I think based on the evidence that's before the commission, we can see that the proximity is not an issue, but what was chosen to be said between the two is what's at question. So I'll be glad to hear from them, but I think you've pretty much substantiated the fact that the proximity issue is pretty much proven.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, then I'll just move forward. So, you know, from my perspective and sort of thinking about it, you know, I went back, of course, after that day where they were there, and actually started to look into it and do the research and called the VMRC and found that the application had, in fact, been made in October, you know, months after, and, you know, talked to my mother-in-law, my father, my wife. We all confirmed, you know, and recalled these conversations that we had, that the Kerrs and the Millikens clearly knew the Stones. In fact, in that conversation that I had with them, with my mother-in-law and father present, they even talked about seeing the Stones moving van in front of the house in July when we were moving out. So for them to say that they didn't ever know the names of the Stones, you know, one of seven neighbors living on a point, is hard to believe. So from our perspective, I went back over there after I'd done all this research, after I'd spoken with Chip and later and said, you know, I'm not happy about this. I gave them the opportunity at that point, let's have a discussion. And their first response was, we didn't know the Stones. And I said, well, you know, clearly you did, because you told me about them when we met. And they said, oh, you're right. It wasn't that. It was that the agent made a mistake. So I commented again. I said, but you're the one that filled out the document. You had to sign the document before it was submitted. So from our perspective, we just moved there. We've got young kids. That very shallow area by the pond is the one area where you can really swim and play in the water, which is, as you can see, literally in the shadow of where this pier is. There had never been a pier there before, of course, and that aspect, when you look out from our property, from the water line or on our pier, and you look right, the water bends around there, so it's just pure open water. So we bought a house that had no obstruction, and now there is. And, of course, we're not opposed to having a pier. We have a pier. There was a pier there when we bought our house. But my feeling is that had we had the opportunity, had this been done correctly, had the Stones put our name on the application, had the Kerr Millikens put our name on the application when they had the opportunity to, when it was filed, we could have come to a reasonable compromise. And two, when I'm sitting there, you know, less than a month after they made the application, on November 19th, it was said that the application was made on October 26th, and I'm standing there telling them, oh, you must have made the application before I closed, and they don't deny it, and they also don't mention that they are building a boathouse. They don't offer for me to see the plans, that I was effectively obstructed from having any ability to comment. Now, I know that they've applied to have an after-the-fact approval, but, you know, I think that we haven't been given a fair chance to object and to have tried to reach a compromise, to position the pier in a way that would be suitable for us and suitable for them before it was built.
How would you suggest that the pier be basically built when you looked at, can you please put that?
Yes.
One of the aerials, and if you've got the aerial with the property line that shows the contour of the shallow water and the deep water, I'd like to see that one.
That one?
That's fine. Okay. As I look at that picture, it appears to me that the difference between the shallow water and the deep water is fairly obviously delineated by the different hues and shade. Would that be a correct presumption, Chip?
Yes.
Okay.
Done soundings out there, but the shoveling seems evident and also confirmed by the NOAA chart.
Where then would have been if you had had your negotiations with the applicant? Where would have been the most appropriate? Did you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Vera Hurst.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
As you can see, the two piers of the neighboring properties to the right are longer than theirs is, and you can't see some other ones, but there are some that are longer. It was our thinking that we could have compromised and just they could have moved it a little bit to the right, more sort of just in front of their house. Maybe it would have been an extra 10 feet or I'm not sure exactly to the exact foot, but just a little bit, just so it's not just right in our face. I think that
How far off of the property line is your pier to the left of the property line?
It's probably 200 feet. It's slightly, our pier is almost evenly skewed on the property line, slightly to the left, very slightly to the left-hand side of the center of the property line.
So there's 300 feet approximately between the two piers?
I'm not sure. I really don't know for sure.
Well, Mr. Nykirk said it was 100 feet approximately off the property line on this side, and you're testifying that it's 200 feet on that. I get 300 feet.
If you look at it here, it looks like less than 200 feet.
Okay.
It looks like slightly over 100 feet. I mean, the pier's built. We're not asking that the pier be torn down. Obviously, we weren't, you know, that's not something that we're able to protest anyway. You know, our complaint is that we weren't given a chance to comment, that, you know, had this been treated, had we been treated fairly in this, that we could have come to a compromise. And given that they positioned it so close to us without giving us, you know, I'd say the only fair solution that I can think of is that the boathouse be removed. That, you know, why, what is the necessity of the boathouse?
One other thing I would mention is if you looked at the original drawing,
Mr. Hurst, you got to stand here so we get it on record. Is there a pointer chip? You got a pointer? There you go. There you go.
If you look at the original application, the pier was drawn to be about right here. It was drawn. If you look at it, this one is put so close to the. But the original drawing that they submitted, the pier is coming out about right here.
Is that?
It's unclear. I can show you another drawing that's in the application.
Is the agent here?
I don't believe so. That's the vicinity map that was included with the application.
You look at that, that's right, not even all the way around the point where they've drawn the site of the pier. The pier is actually positioned probably right here, if you look at that aerial picture. So they actually positioned it much farther over towards our property line than they'd originally put in their application.
Okay. Do you have any questions from the commission, Mr. Hurst?
Can I ask a question,
Mr. Absolutely. Mr. Joseph from counsel.
Were you residing in that house in October of 2005, the house you purchased?
No. We were not living there full time. We've just moved to Richmond, so we're spending much more time down there now.
Any further questions? I guess the question that I've got is the pier's built. And that by your own accord, you just mentioned it's not the pier because the pier has been built, but you don't seem to think they need a boathouse. I have a difficult time, whether it's punitive in nature or whether what the thought process is as to why the boathouse issue now should be removed because you weren't afforded an opportunity to comment on the entire project. At one point, you said that the area that the pier is located is where the children could play in a lot of open water, and it would be an obstruction. But on the other hand, you've got a pier down at your area that I presume the children can't play and is not an obstruction. I'm trying to figure out why the person needs a boathouse. Does the applicant have a boat? We're going to procure a boat? Ship?
There's a boat in the boat.
That's what I just want to make sure that was their boat. Obviously, that is the need for the boathouse, I would presume.
Well, I wasn't referring to that. That's the area where the pond is, where that shallow water is the area where there's a nice area for children to play. Of course, our kids can play on our pier. As well. That's different from being on the beach or whatever. Now, we're asking for the boathouse to be removed because of all of the reasons that I mentioned, I guess specifically because it's really the one remedy that can, you know, impact the view and improve our view from our house for having not had the ability to object or comment or try and seek compromise before this pier was built.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else in the audience in opposition or would like to speak? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Curry, you have 2 minutes to rebut anything that's been said. And I wish the agent had been here because I sure would have liked to talk to her and ask her what measures she takes or is going to take in the near future to ensure this does not happen again. Because I will tell you that I am not pleased, and I would have liked an opportunity for her to explain why the documents weren't correct or why they weren't researched to the fullest extent at the courthouse. Not blaming you. You hired someone to do a job, I believe. And I think you relied on that as best the record reflects. But that's my personal opinion. Proceed, please.
We acted in good faith. We are now having the hearing that would have taken place if the current owners had been known to us. We apologize that this oversight occurred. Clearly, it was not intentional. Thank you for the professional way you conduct the Commission's business, and thank you for helping us preserve and enjoy our beautiful Piankatank River.
Does anybody have any further questions of Ms. Kerr now that she's back before the Commission? Thank you, Ms. Kerr. Matters before the Commission for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask Mr. Nykirk a question?
Absolutely. Chip, come forward, please, sir.
Chip, I don't have the proper tools here, but I've roughly scaled on the site plan the location of the pier is to be about 300 feet from the property line.
From that drawing that says site?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the agent was getting at in that, which is why I did not dwell on that drawing. Whether it's site or that's located, they own both of those parcels. Let me go to it here.
Well, they own
two parcels there.
See, well, the pond is between.
Between. Let me show you here.
The Hearst owned parcel A2.
Let me make sure I'm telling you right here. The Kerr and Milliken own these two parcels right here. The pier is probably located, I would guess, more along right about where that line is or slightly this far. But I don't know what the agent was getting at in that, whether she's just identifying that this is the site because this is a vicinity map, whether that's the actual site of the pier or that's the site of the property. But regardless of that, we reviewed it in an after-the-fact manner, and the site that was chosen is the shortest site to deep water, which is what we would have typically recommended unless there was some other factor coming in as far as exposure or something along those lines.
Mr. Shea.
Did you talk to the permitting agent about her process? And
yes, I know what she used. The county provides several of the agents that do a lot of work in the area. At the beginning of each year, they provide them a disc with all of the property data on it. And that's what she used. She did not follow up, on the current status of the records when she filed the application. So she was using dated information. It was, by then, it was at least 9 months old, I guess.
Is that normal practice?
I don't know. I hope it's not for her anymore.
It won't be for her anymore with permits that come before this commission. That we're going to address that shortly.
Okay.
Anything else for Chip? Thank you, Chip. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to adopt staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I think it is very unfortunate that the neighbors were not properly notified in this case. if I were in their position, I would certainly want to be aware in a timely way of what was proposed for waterfront construction. But having said that, I think staff has accurately assessed the situation, and I think the pier is reasonably sited. Still over 100 feet, or approximately 100 feet from the property line. I think the open-sided boathouse is of such a nature of construction that will help mitigate the impacts to the neighbor's view and support the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins. Any further comments? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Chair votes aye, and motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for your presentations. Mr. Grab, come forward, please. To ensure that we don't have a situation like this again where the agent is relying on information that may be, in this case, as late as 9 months old, is there any way that we can draft some type of document to the agents that we normally work with, directing them or providing some suggestion as to how to ensure, or should staff, I don't want to put any more burden on staff because we've got enough to do.
Well,
but I'm open for suggestions of how you suggest we correct this problem.
Well, in the instant case, and not knowing how Virginia Beach or Norfolk or anyone else does it, my recommendation would be that the commission sends a letter to the Matthews County that provides the disc and asks that they put a disclaimer, on the disc when they provide it in January, that this disc is, subject to transactions that occurred, in between printings or something, and put a disclaimer on it so that you at least get the agents that utilize the data that Matthews provides. Now, I do know that Virginia Beach puts property data on the web, and one can go on the web, but I too don't know exactly when that is updated and the frequency, and it seems to me the burden still is on the property owner or the agent, to come up with the correct
data. I concur. I think, putting a disclaimer on there is one thing, but I certainly don't want to upset our local governments that are doing a wonderful job providing this type of product when you got a job to do, and it includes crossing T's and dotting I's, and they're getting paid to do that. And they should be providing a good product that when we get it, it's accurate for us to operate upon. I'm just a little...
There's not a licensing requirement for agents. We've discussed this
right
before. I'm really not sure how we could,
Mr. Chairman,
go out to the various, agents in total and address it.
And Mr. Holland.
Why don't we request that when this is filed, that they sign off that this information is accurate as of this date? Did they check it?
The protestant made the point that when the applicant signs, the application, that they are in fact attesting to the fact that it is.
No, I'm saying the agent. In other words, if you go out and hire an agent, when the agent signs off on that they're certifying that this information is accurate as of that date.
I'm not sure what the hammer. We could do that. I'm not sure what the hammer would be, because they're not licensed. They're not certified, and when an applicant's a property owner pays someone to do it, the presumption is that you're paying for that competence,
right,
and that professional approach, and it will be done. I'm not sure how to get at,
right,
a particular agent. Short of, in the past the commission has, with repeated problems, refused to acknowledge an agent, and when something came in from the agent, we dealt directly with the property owner and basically said we're not going to recognize that agent. And we'll deal with you, and you can have that agent work, but our correspondence is going with you. And this is really, I think, the first case where this is.
It's just the first.
This has happened. That I'm aware of, that is traced to the a change in property ownership from the time that the data was provided. So.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Commissioner. I think maybe it might not be a bad idea to call this particular agent in. She should have been here. It was her responsibility to come and defend her client, and she didn't.
We notified the agent.
I actually spoke with the agent yesterday and asked if she was attending, and she said that she didn't feel like she needed to be here as far as representing her client because they were coming down, and I thought at that time that their attorney was going to be here as well in conversations with him.
Mm-hmm.
I will add one factor, and even though she did not check, Matthews County was not able to confirm to me when those records were updated and how regularly they are updated. She said they're only official at the beginning of the year for tax purposes. So we didn't dwell on that too much. Matthews wasn't able to confirm when the records were updated.
Thank you all both. You have a right to appeal the matters I've said before, and there are certain rules and regulations that apply to the appeal, so I wanted to let you know that as well. Thank you very much.